Unit 1. Health and Social Welfare. Health and Social Welfare. How would you respond if you were asked to define health? Many people probably believe that being healthy means not getting sick or ill. The Charter of the World Health Organization, signed in 1946 and brought into force in 1948, considered people's health to be fundamental to the attainment of peace and security, and declares that health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. From this perspective, when approaching various health problems, holistic practices are required not only for the body, but also for the human mind and social environment. A survey by the Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare, conducted in 2014, made it clear that there is an extremely meaningful relationship between the state of one's health and one's feeling of happiness. Health is important for the happiness of all people, and social welfare uses specific methods to achieve it. Therefore, there is a strong affinity between health and social welfare, and while Japan has a robust social support system relative to other developed nations, there are still areas that require attention. For example, in recent years, the number of elderly people living with some kind of disease has been on the increase, which causes troubling mental and social issues, such as solitude and isolation. Therefore, social support is essential to the health of the elderly. Also, support such as adjustments in workplace environments is needed for the rising number of people suffering from mental health problems caused by chronic social stress from daily life. Such health-related problems are closely linked to and have a major impact on all our daily lives. Health-related issues are a particular threat to our well-being due to the stress they cause. For example, while more and more cancer patients are recovering thanks to the advances in medical science, people still generally believe that cancer is a recurring, metastatic, incurable disease. For this reason, cancer patients and their families often feel uncertainty, anxiety, and fear about the future. In addition, patients who have to quit their jobs to receive medical treatment will also experience financial anxiety. Another problem with cancer is that the family of a cancer patient is considered a secondary patient, and they are expected to fulfill the role of a caregiver. This can have a major impact on the family's lifestyle. For example, the burden of taking on new roles, such as housework and childcare, causes friction within the family and leads to the deterioration of family relationships. Adding to that, family members of cancer patients who must provide end-of-life care may have to make serious decisions on whether to provide life-prolonging treatments or to allow them to die with dignity. Thus, health-related problems involve not only physical treatment for the patient, but also the need for livelihood support for the patient's family. In summary, health and social welfare are closely interrelated, and both must take into account emotional and social issues. As a result, social welfare programs in Japan aim to enhance human well-being and contribute to health by being engaged in solving life problems.